Welcome to a brand new season of the Heal My Legacy podcast. This is a sacred space for mothers, parents, and cycle breakers who are ready to not just talk about healing their lineage, but truly embody it. In this of the season, I want to introduce you to this new rhythm that we'll be walking together, one grounded in the ninth wave of creation, and brought to life through a weekly series called Letters Across Time. We're not just talking about self-work or spiritual growth here. This is about stepping into the next evolution of consciousness where healing becomes embodied, parenting becomes sacred, and your life becomes the legacy that you want to leave behind. If you're longing for a way to bring ritual, resonance, and soul alignment into your daily parenting, into your body, your lineage, this is where it begins. So let's talk about parenting in this new frequency and breaking cycles with the nine waves of creation. And this is conversations that I have with clients, with students, and with parents in our community. What does it mean to truly break the cycle when your child is already halfway grown, when they're in their teens and young adults? What does healing look like when you're parenting a teenager or a young adult, and you see your old patterns showing up in them? Maybe you promised yourself that you do things differently, but lately you've caught yourself saying things you swore you'd never say. Or maybe you're watching your child repeat some of your hardest patterns: people-pleasing, perfectionism, emotional shutdown, and it feels truly devastating. If that's you, then this episode is for you. And I want to share with you this framework to show you that you're in the middle of this shift, this new consciousness that we're evolving into. So first, let me tell you something that might bring you a bit of relief. You're not too late. Even if your child is in high school or in college, and even if they've already internalized some of the very things you've spent years trying to heal, there's still time. There's always time for healing, because healing is relational. It doesn't just happen inside of us. It also happens between us. And if you're starting to notice those old patterns, maybe inherited dynamics like codependency or emotional reactivity or self-abandonment or even spiritual suppression, if you've noticed these coming up in your relationships with your child, that's not a failure. It's an invitation. And so let's talk about the nine waves of creation and how that can affect our generational patterns. Let's talk about the big picture for a moment. Let me introduce you to the nine waves of creation a bit more deeply. Now, I did talk about these briefly in the opening episode of the season, but I'm going to dive a little bit deeper. And then in each consecutive episode, we'll go much deeper into each one of these. Now, these waves are based in the Mayan calendar and come from Mayan cosmology and wisdom tradition, and they represent the energetic evolution of human consciousness. Now, this particular framework that I'm using is one that's derived by Carl Kalaman, who has worked with Mayan spiritual elders for decades. And I'll include a link to his book in the show notes, so you can dive much deeper into his teachings if you're into that. Now, each wave brought a different energy to the collective. Each one shaped how we've parented, how we've lived and survived. Let me briefly name three key waves and how they show up in parenting. So let's talk about the sixth wave, which is really about hierarchy and suppression. This is the because I said so wave. Think obedience, control, punishment, and fear. If you were raised in this energy, you may have learned that safety meant silence, that love was earned by being good, that emotions were dangerous. The seventh wave was about performance and productivity. This is where achievement started to equal worth, and you had to succeed, stay busy, and maintain appearances. So a lot of parents from this wave unknowingly pass down messages like your value is in what you do. Keep it together. Don't burn others with your emotions. Now, the eighth wave is about awakening without embodiment. This wave started the spiritual awakening, but it often stayed in the head. We started reading books, going to therapy, learning the language of trauma. But in the day-to-day, we're still reacting from old nervous system patterns, still parenting from fear, guilt, or shame. Now, with the ninth wave, this is where it all comes together. This is where healing becomes whole. It's not about choosing between your intuition and structure. It's about balancing them. It's where we stop outsourcing our wisdom and start trusting our bodies again, where we stop parenting from fear and start leading from truth. In this wave, parenting becomes spiritual work. Not because you're doing it perfectly or because you're going to get to some end of the tunnel, but because you become more present, you become more honest, more willing to repair and to be in relationships that grow and transform. Let's get practical for a moment and talk about some real life examples of cycles that you may be seeing. Maybe you see your daughter saying yes to things she doesn't really want because she wants to be liked. And you remember being exactly the same way, people pleasing to stay safe, suppressing your needs. And you want to help her, but you're still working on your own boundaries too. Or maybe your teenage son shuts down emotionally when things get hard. He disappears, isolates, maybe gets angry at himself. And it breaks your heart because that's exactly what you did. And maybe you still do. Maybe your child says things like, I don't know who I am, or I don't want to disappoint you. I feel like I'm not enough. And those words hit so close to home, you feel them in your bones. And so here's what I want you to know. The fact that you're noticing these patterns, that's the first step in healing. You're waking up to what's been passed down, not just in words, but in energy. And now you get to choose differently, not by fixing your child, not by forcing new behavior, but by going inward and doing the work to heal your field. Because when you change your frequency, the relationship changes too. So what does this look like in practice, in everyday life? It looks like pausing before reacting. It looks like saying, I just noticed I say something to you that my mother used to say to me, and I don't want to pass it on. Can we try again? It looks like doing energy clearing rituals after a hard conversation. It looks like setting a boundary with compassion and letting your child witness it. It looks like coming back into your body when you start spiraling into guilt. It looks like admitting, I wasn't taught how to do this, but I'm learning and I'm committed to this path. And you don't have to do it alone. I want you to know that this podcast and my entire body of work is here to support you. And that's why I've created this new series called Letters Across Time, to speak to the parts of you that are still healing, still remembering, still reclaiming. And that's why I hold ritual containers, courses, and private work for mothers, parents like you, who are doing the brave, beautiful work of parenting while healing. And that's also why I created Sacred Collabs, a space where you can be in community with others who are walking this path with you, who understand what it means to divinize your life while still navigating real life parenting. And here's my final message for you today. You're not turning into your parents. You're turning toward your healing, and you're not too late. You're right on time. We can feel the ninth wave already in motion, and it's carrying you. It's carrying your children and your entire lineage towards something new. And you are being the bridge. You are already doing the work. If you're ready to do some of this deep healing work and need a one-on-one container, go to the show notes and book a consult at soulslegacy.com/consult. In the consult, we'll talk about where you are in the process, what some of the things that you're noticing around your parenting or your family, or the healing work that you need to do. You may already know what some of that is. We'll maybe uncover some generational patterns that will benefit from ancestral healing. And we can talk about how I can support you in doing that healing work. Again, thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you in the next episode.